time and be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Now, if you have hummingbirds living near you, you are blessed. If not, for a short time, you can see this awesome animal. As an environmental scientist, I look for that specific association between plant and animal all the time. And in my perennial gardens, I have many different types of hostas. And there is one specific hosta, when it's about to bloom, I know that hummingbird migration is about to begin. I also know that as it is blooming, the hummingbirds will just stop there for a short little vroom, and I'll talk to you about their speeds in a little bit. That was my imitation of a hummingbird. It's a little bit better than that. Actually, they're a little bit better than me, probably. You know, so I look for this association, and you should be looking for, it could be a plant, but one part of nature and another part, and put an association together. Fly fishermen, hey, I'm one of them. We look for flowers and flies. When specific flowers are blooming, we know a specific fly will be hatching. Our saying always is match the hatch, but how do you know when that hatch is going to begin? And now you have that association. So you can actually check with your local Audubon Society, even Nature Conservancy. A lot of these people are big-time birders, and birders shortened down, and they're going to tell you about the shortened name hummers, the hummingbirds. They'll tell you when that migration is about to begin. And I would purchase my hummingbird feeder or two, and whether you have them around your house or not, you know, but during the migration, you want to have active feeders and specific plants, and we'll get into those, because my beautiful perennial flower gardens, they attract them. You can go to your local library, find a few good books on plants. For example, the butterfly bush. You say, well, just butterflies. Well, guess what? The color of mine is really, it's not iridescent, but a pretty bright purple attracts them. And the needle-like bill from the hummer is adapted to deep tubular flowers. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about, cool little story, because I got, hey, you know me by now, listen to my shows here. I like to tell stories. Used to own a few soccer camps years past. Another story, another day about all the soccer stuff. Well, we're upstate New York near the Canadian border where one of my camps was at. I'm wearing a Diadora jacket, just brand name. Put the jacket on, and by their design, down one of the sleeves, there's this little piping of just a little iridescent green line, and fluorescent, whatever you want to call it. And it was only on the one sleeve, their design. And I walk out the door because, hey, I'm the morning guy. Hey, I'm in the studio right now recording. It's about 4:30 a.m. Light is, I'm just about ready to break here. And I walk out the door, and I'm waiting for the other coaches, and a hummingbird just comes zipping over to that sleeve, to that line, looks at it, and says, and they just take off. And then about 10 seconds later, he comes back, checks it out, probably because I smelled so sweet that morning. But anyway, he takes off, and he was gone. But he just, so we're talking about the attraction of colors, and as I discuss with you later on about how we make our mixtures up for our feeders. But we should prepare ourselves, and that's what the show is going to be about, for that fast-winged invasion. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Did I say fast-winged? How about this number? How about an average? Now think about this. Flapping their wings plus or minus 50 times per second. Think about that. Per second. As high as 200 times. That's the wow factor for sure. This is why, and it's the only animal that can do this, this is why they can hover, fly backwards, fly forwards, obviously, and even fly upside down. So that's pretty neat. Now, going back to my soccer, what are the other coaches, because we owned a few different camps, and this happened to also be one in upstate New York, up in the Adirondack Mountains. He had a camp up there, and they call their homes on lakes camps. Hey, good name, great place to be. So every year, a few coaches, we would actually stop at Steve's camp with his family. We'd fish for a few days, hang out in nature, you know, a little rock climbing, et cetera, hiking, and then we'd go off to camp. Well, they had a feeder out there, and I would actually go outside early in the morning. I would lay down on the ground, probably about 5 feet below the feeder, with a camera, and I would wait for the hummingbirds, and I'd just be motionless there. And I would actually take pictures of the undersides of the hummers. Like, that was just a real neat thing. Now, they are one of the smallest species in the world. Their length, 3 to 5 inches. The bee hummingbird, not just because I'm Joey B and I'm psyched about it, but the bee hummingbird is only 2 inches. These birds live, and you know, you always talk about kids on a sugar high. They live on a sugar high. I guess that's why they move so quick. They drink the nectar. It's pure glucose is what they need for their journey. This is why, besides the flowers, your hummingbird feeder, which is brightly covered sugar water, you must keep them clean. And this is real important. You need to change that water often. Hey, and it's very inexpensive, and I'm going to talk to you in a few seconds right here about the food. So we want to just say, just like you like fresh food all the time, so do they. Also remember during migration, and it's at the end of the summer, and even into the early fall, but this is at the very end of the summer. Around here, again, you have to check your local area. Mine is triggered somewhere around August 15th, and they're already moving. Because again, as it gets colder, climates, they're gone. So you want to make sure that it's fresh and red is their favorite color. And that's why, because people say, well, how come my hummingbird, you know, you buy a little package of food, how come it's always red? Well, we attract them. I have one clear feeder that actually, you put the red in and you've got it. I have one that looks like a huge strawberry. Strawberries, reds, attracts them. And I have one next to my front porch because I have all these beautiful, I have a couple of different perennial gardens around my home. One next to my front porch, right outside the door, so I could be sitting in a rocking chair, hanging out with my camera or cameras. You know, we film for Joey B TV because I am Joey B. And, you know, and you could always watch them at joeyb.tv, joeybe.tv. Well, I'll be just sitting there hanging out, and the cameras are set up there. And then we actually set some up in the back because I have back perennial gardens too. So you've got them in the front, you got them in the back. Now, my niece Gabby, who is the queen of Legos, I purchased for her, because again, think about this, she was just turning 7 about a month or so ago, and she built all these little, you know, I'll call them Lego kits for kids, and I said, this gal's real good at what she does. So I went online, checked with one of my buddies who's an adult, but by the way, there's a lot of adults that use and build Legos. So I checked with him, he goes, yeah, there's a great bird kit out there. So it was 3 birds, and one of them happened to be the hummingbird, and it was also a hibiscus flower. So I'm saying in a matter of, you know, this is the amazing thing about kids. She just goes click, 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 puts them together, click, 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 click. Sometimes, you know, bewildered for a second, stops, thinks, but click, click. And she built a hummingbird and a hibiscus. And that is, because you always have to put it at grandma's house. We built it at grandma's house. I shouldn't say we, she built it there, and it stays there. So just a good reminder of the hummingbird, and it happened to be a ruby-throated hummingbird. Now, hummingbirds are very much like me, racing around all day, but at night they go into this energy-saving hibernation-like state. So it's not real hibernation. It's called torpor. It's a lot like my sleep. It's funny. I am just zipping along, kayaks and whatever we're doing for today, filming, blah, 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 blah. When 9 o'clock rolls around, I'm done, and I guess I am in that torpor state. So growing up fishing, you know, I grew up in northern New Jersey, and in the far northwestern New Jersey with my cousin Jimmy Toots. He lived in western New Jersey, and there were these great fishing ponds right across the street from him. You know, and Jimmy and I would just be fishing, and while we're fishing, you would have all these hummingbirds just around and around and around. Well, as time has gone on, and he has moved on not far from there, I want to go back and visit that area, and I will also fish that area. Don't see any more hummingbirds. You see, as we keep, and you always hear me talking about protecting and preserving. Well, if we don't protect and preserve natural habitats, then obviously if they're not there, we're not going to get migration. So we got to just be out there, hey, as a society, and make sure that we're taking care of nature, taking care of our friends out there. So here is the cool migration facts. The U.S. and Canada, the hummers migrate to Mexico and Central America. That's a great distance for such a small creature. I guess the sugar high is what gets them there. That's got to be it. Hey, they also eat tiny insects if they're available. Typically, we don't see this because they're just flying along. So, and got one. You know, I can't supply them. Well, hence, since I can't supply the little insects, then I'm going to supply the feeders. And it's the iridescence of that ruby-throated hummingbird with the sun glistening on it that is absolutely spectacular, and you need to see this. And a couple years back, I'm hiking with my cousin Kevin, his best friend Paul. We're in Zion National Park. Great hikes out there. We were in Bryce Zion, Grand Canyon. Well, we're done at one of the evenings near Zion. We go to an outdoor restaurant, and they have trumpet vine, like you're outside in the outside cafe type of thing. And trumpet vine's like all above you. And while you're eating, it is just filled with hummingbirds. It just, yeah. And I use the word spectacular often. I use the word awesome. This was an awesome, spectacular experience. I was also out in Salt Lake City, and I'm up in the mountains, resort, doing some promotional Joey B stuff out there. And while I'm there, outdoor restaurant. It wasn't a lot of trumpet vine, but it was enough, so the hummingbirds were there. I guess they just like, follow me around where I'm joking a little bit, but where they go. Hey, and if you have a question or a comment, you could always tweet me at Joey B Outdoors. But based on their size, I discuss the size of their nest. Well, this is going to be obviously makes sense. They're only talking about like, hey, they're 2 or 3 inches. Their diameter of their nest is 1.5 inches. Their eggs are less than 1 inch in size. Now think about how tiny, how delicate that is. Now, if you set up that permanent feeding location, scientists have found out that individuals will return to the same feeding site year after year. So get out, set up that perfect location, enjoy the migration. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.
Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure.
That was awesome.